Coach's Corner time here on KATE. Our usual Friday guest, Matt Erickson, head coach, Albert Lee boys hockey team. And we're going to talk about the game last night against Northfield. Matt, a good afternoon. And like always, thank you so much for the time.
Absolutely, Aaron. Good afternoon to you as well.
Well, let's break down this game against Northfield. And for anyone that maybe missed the broadcast or they were not at the game and they just see the score, 9-4 was the final. Talked about it during our sports report this morning. Doesn't indicate at all how close this game actually was. Things just kind of got lopsided in that third period. But let's break it down. Your team jumped on top of them, 2-0, I think, off of two shots on goal, finding the back of the net, Tim Chalmers, and also it was a Joseph Yoon. Yoon and Chalmers with goals. Talk about that great start. I mean, a good feeling right off the bat, up 2-0.
Yeah, you know, really good start for us. Anytime you can get two goals in the first period, especially against a team like Northfield, you know, we got the start we needed. You know, one of the keys to the game was pucks on net, and we were kind of getting outplayed in the first few minutes of the game, and Tim came down on a somewhat of a partial breakaway and scored, and then Joseph scored shortly after. So really got the good start, and we're feeling pretty good about ourselves early on.
Yeah, 2-0 game in Northfield. They would score a couple of goals in the first period that were separated by 39 seconds to tie things up at 2. Your team would jump back on top in the second period, a goal by Eli Ferris, and then your team would have things – I take that back. Northfield would take the lead. We got to start with that. Northfield would take the lead, yep. 25 seconds into the second period, and they would go up 4-2. 4-2, your team would score a goal, like we mentioned, by Ferris to make it 4-3. Your team would tie things up with 12 seconds to go in the second period. That was a goal by Spencer Van Beek. Talk about that goal. I mean, some great momentum you thought going into the second intermission. Well, we'll talk more about that, but talk about the goal by Van Beek that tied things up at 4.
Yeah, Spencer, nice play by Joseph to come down the right side of the rink there and get a centering pass, and Spencer was able to bury a puck, which, you know, at that point, Aaron, I'm going, this is right where we want to be. You know, a tie game going into the second period or going into the third period after the second period. And then I guess what I would say had a kind of a mental lapse with about 12 seconds left. And anytime you do that against a really good hockey team, you know, it kind of deflates your tires a little bit. I thought we made a mistake. They got the puck deep. You know, their best forward was the first one on the puck, made a play to the net. Looked like it went in right at the buzzer there. So that one kind of hurt us, I think.
Yeah, you want to talk about taking momentum away after your team had just scored again to tie things up. 12 seconds later, and again, you could check out instant replay. It was so close, bang, bang, to end that second period, and picking up a hat trick with that goal was a Camden Kaiser to make it 5-4 Northfield after 2. You go into the third period, and Matt, we talked about this off the air, that goal ending the second. I mean, you want to talk about a huge momentum shift, and Northfield kind of rode that momentum in the third period by scoring 4 more times.
Yeah, you know what? I think our depth in the third period got exploited a little bit. Obviously, and that's no excuse on our behalf. You know, it's a one-goal game after the second going into the third. You know, their power play is fantastic. I thought we really didn't have, you know, they scored quick on the power play. We really didn't have an answer for that. You know, and then, you know, number 9, Spencer Klotz, he's a really nice player, and you give him time and space with the puck, and he's going to make a lot of things happen. And he got 2 goals in the third frame, and we couldn't contain him. He had 7 points last night, and you know, we knew going in, you know, to beat this team, he was one of the players we were going to have to shut down, you know, hopefully we get to see this team again, and we'll game plan for shutting number 9 down and give the best effort that we can, and you know, really cross our fingers that we get another chance at him.
Coach's Corner interview, Matt Erickson, head coach, Yalbert Lee boys hockey team, recapping a 9-4 loss to Northfield. Northfield 3-for-3 on the power play last night, and a couple of those power play goals pretty much came, I think, one 40 seconds into the power play. Another one was a 14 seconds into the power play. So obviously that was a big plus for Northfield last night. We have to talk about injuries, and you mentioned again maybe the depth showed or lack of depth in that third period, that maybe they had fresher legs. Talk about some of the missing players that your squad is dealing with right now.
Yeah, so we know about Max Edwin. We've talked about that. Another defenseman that plays a lot of minutes for us got a separated shoulder on Tuesday night, Josh Behrens. He was really missed last night. And we have another senior that's been playing forward for us and really, been finding his game pretty well at forward. And that's Mason Studier, who's got a, looks like a dislocated knee right now. So we don't know when we're going to get him back. But we had some guys in the lineup last night that ideally hadn't seen much varsity action. And that's a good thing for us, as we get closer to playoffs and are going to need to get some more experience there. So, we'll take this one in stride, Aaron, and it was good to get a preview of Northfield and kind of get a barometer as to where we need to be towards that section play. And we'll keep grinding. This isn't the season's not over, as I told the boys last night after the game, and we're going to learn from this and we're going to get better from it.
Matt Erickson here on KETE. Northfield still unbeaten in the Big Nine Conference, 9-0-1. They are now 11-5-1 in the season. And when it comes to, I take that back, they're now 11-4-1 on the season. Albert Lee, 5-4 in the Big Nine. They dropped to 13-4. And Matt, before I let you go, a couple of games coming up at home. Always nice to be at home. On Saturday, 3:45 start against Faribault. And then Winona comes to town on Thursday night for a 7:15 matchup. Give us a quick preview about the Falcons on Saturday and the Windhawks coming to town on Thursday.
Yeah, as far as Faribault goes, we've played both these teams already, and so we know what we're going to get in both teams. Obviously, if we're not sharp either day, it could be a long night both nights. So looking forward to getting right back at it, though, Aaron. We're going to have a good skate this afternoon, get our attitudes right after the loss last night and welcome the Falcons on Saturday and give our best effort there. It's another section game. And conference game for both of these next two contests. So similar with Winona, we'll get a little bit of a break after Saturday and get some more practices in and get fine-tuned for the stretch here, the home stretch in our schedule. And it'll be good to get a couple more games at home and start to get feeling good about ourselves after this loss.
Matt Erickson again, head coach of our Tigers. 9-4 loss last night, like we mentioned, at home against Faribault tomorrow afternoon, and they'll host Winona on Thursday night. Coach, like always, thank you so much for the time, and we'll touch base again next week.
Thanks, Aaron. I really appreciate it.